Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing about the inauguration of the 28th Conference of Speakers, India leading the global parliamentary discourse. We have with us Mr. Sanjeev Chopra, senior journalist. Mr. Chopra, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at the Parliamentary House Complex in New Delhi this morning. Three-day conference has brought together speakers and presiding officers from various countries with an objective was strengthening the democratic dialogue and enhancing inter-parliamentary cooperation. So, Mr. Chopra, before we proceed, let's first listen to Prime Minister as he speaks about the role of speakers and how important their role is.
In a parliamentary democracy, your role is that of the speaker. Interestingly, the speaker does not get to speak much. Their job is listening to others and ensuring everybody gets a chance. One common thing about speakers is their patience. They handle even noisy and over-enthusiastic members with a smile. Friends, on this special occasion, I warmly welcome you.
Mr. Chopra, first of all, we would want you to explain and talk about this particular program and how this entire event is reaffirming the position of India as the mother of democracy.
Basically, this 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, India is chairing this for the fourth time. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. The purpose of this conference is basically effective delivery of parliamentary democracy. There'll be different discussions on the use of technology, use of social media, increasing public dialogue, with parliamentarians. So basically what Prime Minister highlighted today was the strength of India's democracy. India is the world's largest democracy, or the oldest too. So, he highlighted how India, with all its diversity, made its diversity the strength of its democracy. So basically, he said that how democratic institutions and democratic processes in the country provided democracy with stability, speed, and scale. He highlighted how, large this democracy is and the scale and dimension. He also mentioned that half the population of the entire Commonwealth is from India. So India has an important role in giving direction, in leading. The scale at which India performs, it's also going to be the world's third largest economy. It's trying to scale that goal. The Prime Minister also showcased how India is today the fastest growing major economy. The world's largest digital payments are through the UPI system, are in India. You would understand the scale, in 2025 alone, over 225 billion transactions took place. And in the month of December alone, there were about 21.5 billion transactions. So you can understand, the scale and dimension at which things are happening in India.
Prime Minister also highlighted today that when India attained independence, he said this in the speech, that there were apprehensions that the democracy would not survive in a country with such diversity, and you also spoke about diversity. But he also mentioned that diversity is the strength of democracy. How, in your opinion, is diversity proving to be the biggest strength of India?
He talked about this diversity itself, and he said that several nations, at the time of independence, more than 75 years ago, felt that democracy would not survive for long in India because there is too much diversity. So he was giving an indication on the scale of this diversity. He mentioned that how rich it is. He mentioned that there are around 900 television channels, in different languages, and thousands of publications, including newspapers and periodicals, different languages across the country. Now, what has happened is that ever since we introduced live telecast in Indian Parliament many years ago, there were apprehensions then also. But we've survived despite all the apprehensions and all that, and we've done a good job. Now, people across the country can hear their public representative, what issues he's raising in parliament, what happens, they can watch live. So what they've done now is that they are using technology to further enhance public engagement. The Prime Minister highlighted how when any parliamentarian is speaking in parliament, with the use of technology, it can be simultaneously translated in at least more than 22 languages. So people across the country can know what they can hear their representative speaking in their own native language. This conference, India is for the fourth time chairing this conference. This will enhance further delivery of parliamentary democracy, you know, and showcase to the world how we can do it. So in the next 2 days, there will be deliberations with speakers and presiding officers from across the Commonwealth nations, and they will dwell on how technology can be used, artificial intelligence can be used, social media can be used to enhance the effectiveness of parliamentary democracy.
Very rightly explained, Mr. Chopra. We'll come to each point one by one. But here I would like to speak to you about the democracy in India, which is not just limited to the text that is mentioned in the Constitution. We are actually a living example of the Constitution. So how is the democracy ensuring the last mile delivery? Because we had pandemic, and then we saw how the food was delivered. Yeah. The vaccines were supplied to more than 150 countries. So how is the democracy ensuring the last mile delivery?
So basically, the Prime Minister said that democracy is ensuring last mile delivery in our country. You know, he also mentioned that how democracy in India is like a large tree with deep roots, you know, which is supported by deep roots. Democracy is embedded in our country. You know, he talked about democracy existing even 5,000 years ago in this country. So he also mentioned about the last mile delivery and how public welfare schemes and benefits are reaching the common man, every individual, without any discrimination of caste or creed. He mentioned about how 24 crore people in this country have come out of poverty in the last few years. Also, he mentioned how India delivered vaccines to several countries during the pandemic, and food to at least 80 crore people, which is a very large population, you know, free food grains to so many people, you know, who lost their jobs and daily wages especially.
He also highlighted the scale at which the elections in India, and specifically the general elections, he took us back to the time when the general elections in 2024 were held. And he underlined that they were the largest democratic exercise in the human history. So I want you to speak about elections in general, and body which is responsible to conduct the elections, that is the Election Commission of India, is a very respected body across the globe. And the commission has provided experts and observers for elections to various countries. So how are we ensuring that not just India but other countries also have a free and fair election and democratic process to bring in their public representative?
Miksha, when the Prime Minister was speaking, you know, we were watching visuals of some of the speakers from the Commonwealth countries and presiding officers who were looking with a lot of gaze and amazement at the scale at which India was delivering. The Prime Minister mentioned that in 2024 general elections, there were at least 980 million voters who were registered, you know, in the country. There were at least 8,000 candidates who participated in that election. You know, there were 700 political parties. There was record participation by women voters. He also mentioned how women are leading in our country. You know, the President of India, the first citizen of the country, is woman. Also, the state of Delhi is governed by a woman chief minister. The Prime Minister also mentioned how women are participating are now in the forefront of everything, you know, including public representation. You know, he mentioned that there are at least 1.5 million women representatives in India who are representing the public, you know, in various institutions, you know, at the Panchayati Raj level and the Zilla Parishad level, the civic bodies, including parliament. So basically, the Election Commission, you know, India, if you recollect a few years ago, several decades ago, there used to be a lot of violence in this country. In some pockets, it was not large scale, but in some pockets. And the election process used to take 2 or 3, sometimes, you know, 2 days in the counting of votes. And the process was very long because it was manual. So at such a huge scale, the bringing in of electronic voting machines, although it was brought by the last government, they only are, you know, raising questions on the veracity of these electronic voting machines. Well, incidentally, I may tell you that these very electronic machines are going to different countries in our neighborhood and several African countries also. The Election Commission of India is providing them for holding elections in some African countries, Bhutan, Nepal, and some of these countries. And it's also providing expertise, because the scale and level at which India is operating is not small, you know. Some countries may have 1/10th or 1/50th of the population, or even 1/100th of the population, and they still can't manage all that. The Election Commission is managing on such a huge scale. There are bound to be differences, there are bound to be complaints, and, you know, in such a large country like India, it's a very complex country and society, but there are bound to be problems. But all of them are getting resolved, and there are processes. So the Prime Minister also mentioned that how the democratic institutions and democratic processes have provided stability and scale to democracy in the country.
Before we progress, let's first listen to Prime Minister's words when he spoke about how the democracy functions.
In India, democracy delivers. साथियों, भारत में डेमोक्रेसी इसलिए डिलीवर करती है क्योंकि हमारे देश में और भारत में देश की जनता ही हमारे लिए सर्वोपरि है. हमने उसकी एस्पिरेशंस को, जनता जनार्दन के सपनों को प्राथमिकता बनाया है. उसके रास्ते में कोई बाधा ना आए, इसके लिए प्रोसेस से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक हर चीज को डेमोक्रेटाइज किया है. और ये डेमोक्रेटिक स्पिरिट हमारी रगों में, हमारे मन में है, हमारे संस्कार में है.
When we talk about the economy and the progress which the country has made, we are now progressing towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. And Prime Minister said that when India gained independence, there were apprehensions about democracy. How is the democracy now empowering the dream of becoming the third largest economy in the world?
As we move towards 100 years of India's independence and India dreaming of becoming a Viksit Bharat, a developed nation by 2047, now, Prime Minister mentioned how, you know, India has emerged as a global player in different fields. So he mentioned world's largest digital payments, the world's largest elections. He also mentioned how India is the largest vaccine producer in the world. It is also the second largest steel producer in the world. The third largest startup system, ecosystem is in India. India, although the aviation market in India is still in its infancy and the Udaan scheme is helping people, the common man, also take advantage of the facilities of air travel. It is also the third largest aviation market. Also, railway network in the country is the fourth largest in the world. The metro rail network is the third largest in the world. India is also the largest producer of milk in the world. It is also the second largest rice producer in the world. So the scale at which India is operating is humongous, you know, going by its population. So India has to take up a global position and become a developed nation very soon, and so that it can give direction to the world.
Lastly, before we conclude the discussion, let's first listen to what Prime Minister had to say on India becoming the leader of the Global South, and then I'll speak to you about how India is raising the concerns of Global South.
कॉमनवेल्थ की कुल जनसंख्या का लगभग 50% हिस्सा भारत में बसता है. कॉमनवेल्थ के सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स में हेल्थ, क्लाइमेट चेंज, इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में हम पूरी जिम्मेदारी के साथ अपने कमिटमेंट्स को पूरा कर रहे हैं. आज जब दुनिया अभूतपूर्व परिवर्तन के दौर से गुजर रही है, तब ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए भी ये नए रास्ते बनाने का समय है. भारत हर ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म पर ग्लोबल साउथ के हितों को पूरी मजबूती से उठा रहा है.
So, in your opinion, Mr. Chopra, India has always raised the concerns of Global South, be it when India was the president of the G20, and now that we have assumed the presidency of BRICS. So how do you view this?
So, just as Prime Minister mentioned that India has been fulfilling the goals of sustainable development goals, you know, the health, climate change, economic growth and innovation fronts. So, India has raised the voice of the Global South even during the G20 presidency when Prime Minister Modi, you know, hosted world leaders in New Delhi. He mentioned about the global uncertainties that are prevailing across the world with America, what is happening in Venezuela, what has happened in the Ukraine-Russia war. You know, amidst these uncertainties, the voice of the Global South, which is not yet developed, and India is trying to raise its voice because a large population of the world lives there. So it's important to raise the voice of the Global South, and the Prime Minister has mentioned that how India is ready to raise their voice and to share the technology and innovations that India produces. For example, he mentioned about the opening of creating an open space technology platform to help the Global South.
Very rightly mentioned, and you have given a very lucid explanation. So this brings us to the end of this discussion, and listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Mr. Chopra, thank you so much for joining us in the studios of Akashwani and sparing such deep insights on this subject. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Spotlight.